we are in Daf Chavava Medbeis. We are learning over the Tosfos and the Gemara. We're up to the Tosfos, the Nafal Bezeach Hazeh, Nafla Chava Chavat Laruvin. Now, just to refresh our memory, there was a memra of Rav. Rav had said that there were five brothers. Three of the five brothers married sisters, and these three brothers died. And now you have three sisters falling Le'ibum or Le'chalitza to two of the remaining brothers. So Rav said, Zechilitz La'achas, that one brother gives chalitza to one sister, Zechilitz La'achas. The second brother gives chalitza to the second sister, Emtzois, and the third sister, Tzricha Chalitza Mishneim. And both of them have to give chalitza to, both brothers give chalitza to the third sister, and the reason is because none of them are permitted to be miyabim the third sister, because she is now an achis chalitza, and so it is a chalitza psula. The Gemara says, if we hold yesh zike, that each yavam has zike, so a chalitza psula can only be mesalik the zike from himself and not from the other brother. So therefore, both brothers have to give chalitza. That was the memra of Rav. So the Gemara asked Akasha, if Rav holds yesh zike, so that means if it's a chalitza psula, you need chalitza from both brothers. So the first two sisters also was a chalitza psula, because when the first two, when you had all three sisters falling liyibum, so each sister was a chais zekukasai, which she was also not permitted to be miyab. So therefore, so the first two sisters should also need chalitza from both brothers, because it's a chalitza psula, and we hold yesike. So the Gemara answered, that is true. If they would have died all three together, bebasachas, that would be true. Then all two, the two brothers would have to give double chalitzas to each sister. That is speaking about that first one brother died, so that was a chalitza ksheira, because she wasn't a chayse kukosei. Then the second brother died, and then the third brother died. So let us see Tosfos. The nafal bezeach hazeh, that the nefilas of these three sisters were not together, was bezeach hazeh. Nafla chada chalat lahubin. Hiksha harav avron mibur gevail. Amai nokat shalosh achoyis. Why did Rav have to speak about three sisters? And the Iker Chiddush, what he's coming to tell us, is that the third sister needs chalitza from both brothers, because we hold Yezike, it's a chalitza psula. The Chiddush zeh yochel ashmeinan afilu bebeiz achoyis. You don't need Nebuch three brothers to die in order to tell me this Chiddush. We have this Chiddush by two brothers also. Heiche de nofo bebasachas. That means if you had three brothers altogether, and two brothers married two sisters, heiche de nofo bebasachas, and they both fell a yibum, the chol echad ve echad chaylet l'shteim. So now the Chiddush of Rav, that since we hold yesh zikin, so a chalitza psule cannot be mafkiya the zikin from the other brother. Each brother has to give chalitza by a chalitza psule. So he could tell me this chiddush, that two brothers were married to two sisters. Then both brothers died. Each sister is an achis zikukosa. So therefore, each chalitza which will be given to each sister will be a chalitza psule. So let Rav say, if two brothers, they have to go and give chalitza to both of them. V'tirets, so what did Rav Avrami Begvar say? The hosa mashkachas lo shemisyabomes achas. In such a case, when the two sisters will fall a yibam to the two brothers, the din is not that both brothers have to give chalitza to each sister. No, there the din is shemisyabomes achas. One of these two sisters you could be miyab. Now how will that come about? The chishecholatz l'shniya, if they'll give chalitza to the second sister that fell, havirishayne, so now the first sister will be yevoma she'utro v'nasro v'chosro v'utro. So the first sister will be a yevoma that first was mutter, she wasn't first an achay zekuke, then it was nasro, she became an achay zekuke. V'chosro v'utro, now that they gave chalitza to the second sister, so she is no more an achay chalitza. The tarza lehetera horishin, so she'll become now mutter, there won't be a din of nasro. U'misyabemes la'och hasheni, and now the second brother can be miyabem her. So it's shayach, he can be miyabim. In such a case, he could be miyabim the first sister. Afal gav. We'll come back yet to what the pshat in the teretz is. Afal gav the gam hasheni tzorech lachleitz lishniyah. So Taisa says, what do you mean you can be miyabim the first sister? If the second sister that fell, both of the sister needs chalitza from both of them, so now the first sister, even though there's no din of nasra, because hutra v'nasra v'chosra v'hutra, but al kaponim there's a din of anachis chalutze. Both brothers gave the sister chalitze, because it's a chalitze psule and tzichalach zakolachim. Mikomokim eina asura loy harishayne mishum achis chalutza seikim de chalitze zu loy osa ele mishum chizo. So Tosfos says that even though both brothers have to give chalitza, but the chalitza that the second brother gives is a chalitza kalusha, because really, meikar adin, one chalitza is sufficient. So this chalitza, a chalitza that the din is a chalitza psula chayzeres al kol ha'achim, this chalitza will not create an issa of achis chalutza. The rest of the Tosfos brings rayas from Gemara's further and the pupil in that, but that is what Tosfos says. So Bekitzel, let us understand what Tosfos answered over here. Tosfos asked Akasha, the chiddush of Rav was that if we hold Yesh Zike and the brothers can give a chalitza psule, so both brothers have to give a chalitza psule to the Yavama that's falling to them. And the Chalitza one cannot pater the Zika from the other. That's what Rav said. And Rav told us this case with three sisters that their husbands had died and Yof Aliyim. So Rav Avraham Mibel Govail said, I could figure out this Chiddush with two sisters that fell to two brothers. You don't need three sisters that fell to two brothers. Two sisters that fell to two brothers. They fell bebas achas, so automatically each one was an achayse kuke. So it's a chalitza psule. So Rav should tell us the chalitza psule. Both brothers have to give a chalitza psule. So what does Tosfos answer? So Tosfos answers, but you know what? You can be miyab one of them. So the Madura Basra asks, so what? I mean, what? So what if you can be miyab one of them? The chiddush of Rav was that if you hold Yezike, a chalitza psule, you have to be chayza on both achim. So that I'll know from this din. If two sisters fell to two brothers, so let us say the second sister has to get chalitza, the second sister that fell later, but she was a nesrodike, so when she fell, she'll get chalitza from both brothers. Now the first sister can get yibum. Fine. So what's wrong if the verse is looking at Yibum? But the Iker is, I want to hear this Chiddush that the first sister, who is a Chalitza, the sister that they gave Chalitza to first, which is the second sister in the Nefila, she needs Chalitza from both brothers. So what is Pshat and Taisvis Teretz? The Madura Basra asks this Kasha on Taisvis and he blies with Akasha. Now let us go further. The when Rav spoke about these three sisters who fell to two of their two brother-in-laws, so Rav said that one ach gives chalitza to one, zecheilitz la'achas, v'zecheilitz la'achas, v'emtzois, and the third sister, Tzricha Chalitza Mishneim, needs Chalitza from both brothers. Now, we're speaking about the third sister after the first two sisters received Chalitza, so we're speaking about the third sister. So why is the third sister called the middle sister? She's called, say, the third sister. Zechel Tzachas, Zechel Tzachas, Vashlishis, Tzricha Chalitza Mishneim. So that's Taisvis Kasha. V'hod the kori lo emtzois, af al pi shehi achreine. This is really the last sister, not the middle sister. Shem dacheres kol achas lecholtza elamin ha'echod, bezuche letzes mishnei. She's called a middle one, that because middle means because she gets chalitza from both brothers, so that's why she's called emtzois. Each one got only from one brother, and she gets from both, so that's why somehow she's called an emtzois, that she gets from chalitza from both brothers. So the Gemara had said as follows. Rav said this halacha, that emtzois tricha chalitza mishneim. So the Gemara said, so we see Rav holds, this halacha is only if you hold yesh zike, and Rav holds ein zike. So the Gemara says, "L'divrei ha'omer yesh zike kama." He's saying it according. His Rav is saying a halacha. Rav personally holds ein zike, so this halacha doesn't apply to him. But according to the man Yoma that holds yesh zike, the halacha will be like this. That's what our Gemara says. Now, so Tosis has a kasha. Let us say the other way around. That Rav holds Yeshzike. So this halacha that he says over here, because he holds Yeshzike. And Vahi the Shemeres Yovam, the Rav had said before by the beginning of the second Perik, Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Mutter Be'imo, that means if a Yovamo died, so he's permitted to marry his mother, so her mother. So we see from that we hold Ein Zike. We hold Ein Zike, and it's not considered that he had issues in the Yevome, so therefore the mother is mutter to him. So let's say the other way around. The Rav holds Yesh Zike. And here Rav is saying, according to the man de Yoma that holds Ein Zike, he'll be mutter be'ima. So how do you know? How did Chazal know what Rav really holds? So Taisa says, "Well, mistavgalei lemeimer the Rav sova yesh zike, that Rav holds yesh zike. Vehi de shemeres yovam ledivrei haoimrim ein zike kama mishum dahosam kemash molontarti, because there Rav is telling us two halachas: the ein zike." Shemeres yovam shemeisa mutabimus, he's telling us aloche ein zike. Umechayim also, and he's also telling us that even though I hold ein zike, but one is not permitted to marry ima mechayim mishum bitl mitzvahs yevomim. Shemach yisvirle dehi alibe denafshe. That means if Rav would only tell us mechayim is also, so I would say he's telling us ledivrei ha'oimer, Ein zike mechaim is us. But he's coming to tell us, he's saying, la'acha misetz muta. So he's telling us the din of ein zike. So not he's saying according to the man diyom ein zike. If he'd be telling us a third halacha, or a second halacha, mechaim is us. So I'm saying, he's telling us this halacha according to that man diyom. But here he's coming to tell us the halacha ain zike. He comes to tell us shemer shom shemeisa mutter beimo. So he's telling, there's a diik michaim, it's also beimo. But he's coming to tell us shemeisa's mutter beimo. So he's coming to tell us ain zike. So that it cannot be said according to the mandiyoma. So he wouldn't say this if he holds personally yes zikin according to mandiyoma in zikin. That only makes sense if he's telling us a different halacha. So he's saying this halacha is said according to that mandiyoma. But here Rav is telling us ein zike. Now that Rav Zayin Amad Aleph, we heard here that a member of Shmuel said that Shmuel had said as follows, that echad chaylitz lekulam. That means as follows, in the case of Rav, that we had three sisters are falling to two brothers. So Shmuel said that one brother can give chalitza to all three sisters. So the Gemara asked Akasha on this, how could one brother give chalitza to all three sisters? The second sister already is a chalitza psula, she's an achais chalutza, sorry. And since there is another brother around, so how could a chalitza gerua from this brother pater the zike of the other brother? That was the Gemara's kasha. How could Shmuel say echad chaylitz lekulam? And the Gemara brought a raya that Shmuel holds a chalitza gerua cannot pater someone who needs a chalitza meule. Because Shmuel had said, Cholatz la'achliyais la'nifteru tzores, Cholatz la'balas haget la'nifteru tzores. So we see when there is one that could give or could receive a chalitza me'ule, so a chalitza gerua will not pater. So that was the Gemara's kasha on Shmuel. So the Gemara answered, my echad chalitz lekulam dekoma am tzois. That Shmuel does not mean to say that one brother can give chalitza to all three sisters, chas v'sholem. The second sister, we need the second brother to give her chalitza, because he can give her a chalitza k'sheira. Shmuel means the first brother can give chalitza to the third sister. And he's telling us, ma'echad chesel kulam dekoma am tzois on the third sister. He can give chalitza to her, and of course he holds that even though it's a chalitza psula, ain't tzarech lachzer al kolach. Tema, the lekamon maskinam, later the gemore firzois, the Shmuel hischil v'loi hischil koma, that Shmuel had said as follows, that the hischil ba'achiyois lo yigmer b'tzores. Shmuel had said as follows, if you had a case that there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven married Leah, and he had another tzara also. Shimon married Rachel, and there was another tzara also. And now both of them died, and they're all, so we have four women falling Levi, which is the third brother. So Shmuel says later, Hischil ba'achiyos, if he started giving chalitza, now he has, there's two batim, he has two pata, this third brother, lady. Hischil ba'achiyos, so let's say he gave chalitza to Leah, lo yigmer betzoris, so now he cannot give chalitza to tzoras rochel, and Rachel will not become potter with the chalitza of her tzora. Now, Taisus had explained before in Daf Chavava Mitbeis, in this case, when he gave chalitza to Leah, the minute he gives chalitza to Leah, so Rachel becomes achis chalutza, and tzoras Rachel becomes tzoras Achais chalutza, which is also asa. Which is also asa. Pesach says it's sad, she's not as asa as Rachel. So al koponim, Shmuel said, that the chalitza to tzoras rochel will not pater rochel, even though tzoras rochel is not as osur as rochel. The cholshkein heicha the shneim shavim, if both would be equal, that means Shmuel said that the chalitza to tzoras rochel, since it's also a chalitza psul, even though it's not as possible as the chalitza of rochel, it will not pater rochel. The kolshkein heicha the shneim shavim, if, let's say, if both would be equal, both would be a chalitza psula, so then Shmuel zicha holds the be'inan chalitza mitavayu. The laish inuyu mefagini be mifta nafshel mifta tzor. So Taisvus is asking Akasha, so how do we understand these two halachas of Shmuel? Here Shmuel is saying that the third sister, Echad Chaylitz Lekulam, is going on the first and the third. That we don't need both brothers to give chalitza, even though by both the brothers, she's an achos chalutze, and one chalitza is not worse than the other chalitza, but al kaponim both are giving a chalitza psula, so and here Shmuel says that you don't need both of them to give a chalitza psula, one is sufficient. And later Shmuel says that if one gives a chalitza to a tzoras, achos chalutzoso, he has to give chalitza to the tzora, to the achos chalutzoso also. So this is a stira in Shmuel. By Marie, Dahud, the Meforish, Lakamon, the Shmuel, Hischel, Blay, Hischel, come according to that Mahalach in Shmuel, Sober, Kishinuya, the Besomach, the Maflaginim, by Mifta Nafsha, Le Mifta Tzora. We had a mahalach in the sugya that there's a difference between patering a tzore, and that the halacha is that a chalitza geruah cannot pater a tzore who needs a chalitza malia. Afal pikein, but the pater, a yevom, or a mifter nafsha, if they're two brothers, a chalitza geruah can be mesalik the zika, even though there's a brother that can give a better chalitza. Bishinuye dahoche, some amele, that's a year later. Bishinuye dahoche, the echad chalitz vokula mamtsoi, sove karabashi. This first terat does not hold that there's a chilik between mifter nafsha, mifter tzore, and he holds that pshat in the membra of Shmuel is the way Ravashi says pshat. Domalakamale, lima zikil, lishabi tzore keerve, the chalitza tzoris, haba chalitza ksheira. Lohi chalitz la'achir yais le'nifteru tzoris. Abocha d'shtein shovim echad chalitz l'kumam. So there are two ma'alchim in the Gemara. So me'mele, according to this ma'alach, that shovim is good. So me'mele will say that what Shmuel said, cholatz, speaking as going according to Ravashi, that lay olim zike leshavye tzore keerve, so the tzore is a chalitza ksheire, so that's poshet, that a chalitza psula kenapater a chalitza ksheire. El tzore derleye tifta. Now the Gemara asked the kasha on Shmuel, that Shmuel had said that cholatz la'achyais la'niftaru tzores. So the Gemara had said that Shmuel holds ein zike. That was the mahalach in the shakla v'tai of the Gemara. Shmuel holds ein zike. So the Gemara says if Shmuel holds ein zike, so why can't the tzore of Leye become potter through the chalitz of Leye? If Shmuel holds ein zike, so Leye is not an achayzekuke. So, alatzora deleya tifta. The chalitza talay is a chalitza ksheira, shadat shepata hatzora. The chalitza ksheira, perish bekuntres, di boy miyabim lo. Rashi says if he had wanted to, he could be miyabim lo. The evshe loy mekain, so Taisu says that is not true. He cannot be miyabim leya. Asir le mishem bitl mitzvah siyavomim. Taisa had made the cheshbon before and afchavovim at base. He's not permitted to be miyabim leya because tzoras Rochel might die. By being miyabim leya, he's making Rochel an eishes achos isha. So Tosfos says, even though he's not permitted to be miyabim leya als bitl mitzvus yevomim, that does not make it achlitz psula. Ihochi cholatz letzores nifteru achyeis. Batzores Rochel mi mifterom. Shmuel had said that cholatz letzores, if he started off, if he gave chalitza to the tzores nifteru achyeis, so the Gemara is takashe, why is it nifteru achyeis? Batzores Rochel mi mifteru, the chalitza that he gave to tzores Rochel, that can pater Rochel, because Rochel is Tzoras achis chalutzosay. Perish, given the ukme chalutz laachlis nifter tzoras davke mirochu, or mishum shecholutz laleye. So that's why, since he gave chalitza to leye, so therefore he gave chalitza to rochel, it won't pata hatzora, because rochel is achis chalutzosay. Binyizanami shecholutz laleye. So the same case, chalutz laleye. Cholot Zotzoris, Namilay Nifteru Achoyis. That was the Gemara's Kasha. That means it was speaking about Achyis and Zotzoris is speaking about the same case. So if Cholot Achyis is speaking about after he had given Chalitza to Leia, so then the Chalitza of Rochel is no good, so Cholot Zotzoris is speaking about the same case. After he gave Chalitza to Leia, so the chalitza of tzoras chochel is good. That the Gemara asks, why is it good? She is tzoras achayis chalutzosa. So the Gemara had answered, Shmuel hischil v'loy hischil koma. So the Gemara said, Shmuel says as follows. If he started by giving chalitza to Leye, so then the chalitza of tzoras rochel will not pater rochel. If he started giving chalitza to tzoras leye, so then hischel betzoras is yigmer ba'achyes. Then he can give chalitza to rochel to pater hatzor. So Tosfos says, hashte lefi amaskone lesley lahodesh shmuel ledivrei yoimer en zike koma. Now, according to the maskonas of the Gemara falls off what the Gemara wanted to say till now, that Shmuel holds Ein Zike. The Lefi Emes, Leman de Yomar Ein Zike. Lefi Emes, if we hold Ein Zike, so then the din is Cholatz, La'achyois, or La'balas get Nifteru Tzoris. This is before and after Chavol Med Beis Bordarai from the Gemara Ram Gamliel that it is that way. Elo, Shmuel Alibe de Navshe Dis Le Zike Kom. Now, Tosfos explains what is the case. The case is that he gave chalitza to Leye. So Tosfos just says machadish that Shmuel holds yesh zike. So we say that Shmuel holds yesh zike. Now, Shmuel holds Yezike. So, Mayrik Shecholz Leleye, Koidem Nefilas Rochel Vitzaroso. So, he gave Hischil Ba'achyois, but seems that the Chalitza of Leye is good. So, speaking about that, he gave Chalitza to Leye before Rochel fell in Gansen. So that's what it's speaking about. Lahochi. Hischil betzores layim. So now, if it was hischil betzores layim, hischil betzores yigma b'achyei, yigma af b'roch. Why? Tachshenof l'rochel, because when rochel fell after the chalitza of tzores layim, kvar nifter layim b'chalitza tzoros. So layim was nifter already. B'chalitza rochel, chalitza ksheri, lehaber l'kreivas tzoras chalutzosri. If it is speaking about that at first, that Leia, the Leia's husband died first, and he had given the chalitza to Tzoras Leia before Rachel's husband died. So it comes out when Rachel comes out when Rachel's husband died. So it comes out Rachel was no more an achayse kuke, because the chalitza of tzoras leye patad leye is therefore so Rachel is a chalitza ksheira. That's why hischil b'tzoras is it can be gaimer ba'achoyis. After the shnafel Rachel kvar niftar leye b'chalitza tzorosa. Chalitzas chachal, chalitza ksheiri, blei habye ala krevas, tzoras chalutzosai, uktsas deichiku, da havle leforish behedye, da airi benofel, ze acher ze, kiven da hashta, aber airi benofel basachas. The Gemara should have mentioned that we're changing the case, that it's speaking about the nofel beze acher ze. Va'oid omari, now the Ri said another teretz. The Motzino Leforish the Airi Afilu Nofel Bebas Achas Kinsalka Daitoch Adhasht. It is speaking about that Leah's husband died, Rachel's husband died, and then they started giving chalitza. Now we're gonna have a problem. Kinsalka Daitoch Adhasht, Afilu Hochel, Hischil Bitzoras Leah, if he started Bitzoras Leah, Yigmer Berochel. Now he could do this, and that means he hischel betzoras le yigma baruch. Va'af al gav, v'chalitzes atzore havi chalitze psula. Di havi lo tzoras achois ishe bezike. So when he started off giving tzoras leya chalitze, so this already was a chalitze psula, because they both died, so now Tzoras Leia was Tzoras Achais Isha Bezike. Now, one more thing, we have to realize that who is the slayer? The first one that died or the second one that died? So Rab Shimon says, there were two husbands that died. So which one died first? So Rab Shimon says that Leia was from the second husband that died. How do we know that Leah was from the second husband that died? Because Taisvis has a problem that the chalitza to tzoras Leah is a chalitza psule because she's a tzoras achais zekuke. Now, if Leah was the first one that died, so, if Leah's husband was the first one that died, her tzara would never be a tzara's achais isha bezike, because they first became achais zekuke after when Rachel's husband died. Then she wasn't a tzara anymore. So Taisus al-Kolchach is speaking about that, the slayer is fell second. So now Taisus is going to get into problems over here. That as soon as, let's say, that Leah was the second one, so Leah is an achoy zekuke, hatzore is a tzores achoy zekuke, and havi chalitza psula, b'avgav chalitzas hatzore ab chalitza psula, b'havi lo tzores achoy ishe bezike, v'loi miftero Leah b'chalitzosa. Now Leah will not become nifter b'chalitzosa, b'kol moke, choshev chalitzas rochel chalitza ksheire. But so you have to give hischil betzores means he gave tzores leyer chalitza. He also has to give leyer chalitza because it's a chalitza psula. He has to give leyer also chalitza. Bikomakim choshev chalitza srocha chalitza ksheire. It's called a chalitza ksheire, even though she's an achais chalitza. Bafuli chalatz leyer bereisha koydem rocha. Kiven. The loy nishtayer b'leya elazike mo'ete, since after he gave chalitza to Tzoras Leah, there's only left over a zika ma'ete, shekva cholatz tzoros, a chalitza chshuvetve, the lahochi lechoshiv rochel lachos chalutzosi, ken shapirish rab avrom la'el. Therefore, that Taisvis is saying that even though he has to give chalitza to Leah, but this chalitza of to Leah is only, is a zika mu'etes. So memele, this will not make rochel nachos chalutza. The aval gav, the koidim shecholatz letzoras Leah tvar nesra rochel. Now Taisvis says, he said, hischol betzoris, yigme ba'achyos. So Taisvis says, how could he give chalitza to Rochel? Yigma ba'achyois, Rochel was Nesra. Ba'avol gav dekoidim shecholot zotzor slei kvar Nesra Rochel. Ushmul sovar ba'achyolitz, kivin she Nesra olav sha'achas Nesra olav oylomis. Mikol mokim, ava chalitza sl Rochel chalitza ksheire, kivin da'achshav eina achyos zikukosay. Now, after he gave chalitza to Tzoras Leah, now Rochel is no ma'achoyse kukosay, ve'inesur alamishim shenesra olav kvar. So Rav Shimon says pshat in this Tosfos as follows, that Rochel is a hutro v'nesra, because Rochel fell first, so Memele, then when she fell, she wasn't an achayse kuki. Then Leah fell, then she became an achayse kuki. Then he gave chalitza to Tzoras Leah, so she became now ois achayse kuki. So Memele, so chalitzas, rochus chod achalitza ksheire. Ay, lemaise, because she's no man achayse kuki. And she's not considered an achayse chalitza, the way Tosfos said before, because the chalitza that he had to give Rochel, the chalitza he had to give Leah will not make Rochel nachoitz chalitza. So, shive'ein asura elo mishim shenesra lovka. There's only an isser of Nesra. So, Rab Shimon explains this isser of Nesra, you're not allowed to be miyabim, but this isser of Nesra is not mafkiya the zike. That means as follows. That Taisus has said before, a chalitza psula is only considered a chalitza psula if there was a klishes in the zike. Stamazoid is an iser yibum, that doesn't make it a chalitza psula. Need a klishes in the zike. So now, in the zike of Rochel, before she was mutter, then she became an achayis zikuke. Achayis zikuke, there's no zike taka, she's an erve. But after she became ois achayis zikukis, even though the iser eishis och still remains, but the zikir returns, so it's not considered a chalitza psula. That is how Rab Shimon says pshat in Tosfos. Let's just skip over these two Tosfos and let's learn the bottom Tosfos and we'll start the next sugya. Achav chazu v'tiknu docho kloy mekem mishum lo mestavle lemeimu do elim azike l'shibuye l'tzore ke'elda. Okay, this was the end of a very difficult sugya. And now we'll start another sugya, which I hope will not be as difficult. But before we start this sugya, I think it would be preferable for us to learn a part of a Mishnah and Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and then part of a Gemara of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we'll get a little picture of what we're getting into. Before we start the Mishnah, let us just give a few hakdamas. We know that by a Yevome, there's one of two things that one can do with a Yevome. Either he's Baal or he's Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum, or he gives a Chalitza. Yibum is, he's marrying her, Lekocha Lo Leisha V'Yibma, she becomes his wife. And Chalitza is a sort of a Geirishin, that he takes off the Zikir, and she becomes mutter l'shuk. This is min ha-teira. So min ha-teira, we have two inyanim. We have yibum and chalitza. Midarabonon, the two more inyanim. There's maimer and get. Maimer is, he goes over to the yevoma and he gives her kesef or shtar, and he says, hareyat mekudeshli b'maimer yevomim, and she becomes his wife midarabonon. The Yibome, and get, he gives her a get, and a get is me'ena chalitza de rabbonon. He gives her a get. Doesn't accomplish too much, but it accomplishes as follows, that after the get, he can't be meyabim her anymore, because since this get is like a chalitza de rabbonon, after chalitza de zadin kivin shalei bona shuv layivne, if you started giving her, you started being mesalik her, so you cannot be miyabim her again. So midarabonon, a get is like a chalitza derabonon. Now let us just start looking at the Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel oimer, ein get achar get, v'loi maimer achar maimer. Now you're going to try to figure out the what Rabbi Gamliel is saying over here. Rabbi Gamliel is speaking, let us say, Hanegeya Lonu, let us explain the Mishnah as follows. You have a case that Reuven died, and he left over two wives. He left over two wives, and the two wives fell to Shimon. Now, so, Mina Toire, Shimon is either miyabim one of the wives. Minatayre Shimon gives chalitza to one of the wives and finished. And then that ends the story. Now, Gamliel is speaking about what happened that didn't happen. He started doing dinei derabonon. That means Shimon went over to Rochel and he made maimer in her. So now Rochel is midarabonon. Maimer is me'ein yibum, so midarabonon it is equivalent to ilu he made yibum in her. She's his wife. Now he'll go and make maimer in the second wife. Make maimer the second wife. So Rabban Gamliel, see in Rashi in a minute, but just to understand a little, so Rabban Gamliel holds, it doesn't make any sense. That means, just like by yibum, you can only make one yibum in a bayis. You can't make a yibum in each wife. A person that 100 wives can only be miyabim one. And then there's a klal, bayis echot u'boine v'ena boine shtei batim. As soon as miyabim one wife, finished. They were finished with the whole bayis. All the other wives are potter. So Rabbi Gamliel says, so if you made maimer with one wife, and now you make maimer with the second wife, it's nothing. It's ridiculous. The maimer, nothing happened with your maimer. And we'll see, so Mamela, if nothing happened with your maimer, you can marry the second wife's sister, because she's not your wife. She's not a chois ishtecho. The second maimer is nothing. Also, what happened if he gave a get to the first wife? He gave her a get. So midrabonon, this is a type of a chalitza. It's mafkiya, certain amount of zikir. So he gave a get to the first wife. Now he wants to go and give a get to the second wife. So Rabbi Gamliel says, it also doesn't make any sense. Whatever the get accomplished, it accomplished. It accomplishes for both wives. Just like you give chalitza to one. So the chalitza patels all the wives. So you give get to one. So whatever zikir the get takes off, it takes off from all the wives. You give a get to another wife, it's nothing. That's Pshat Ram Gamliel, ein get acha get, v'loi maimer acha maimer. Let's just skip to the third line. V'chachomim oimrim, yesh get acha get, v'yesh maimer acha maimer. And the Chachomim say no, that even though you made maimer in one wife, you can make maimer in the second wife. You gave a get to one wife, you can give a get to the second wife. Now, let us see Rashi. Now, but let us not learn all the Rashis. We just have to know, to understand the translation of what Rabban Gamliel holds and what the Chachamim hold. So let us see Rashi Dibra Maschel Ein Get Acha Get. This is around 10 lines from when Rashi and Pergam Gamliel starts. We go 10 lines down in Rashi Berech. And the beginning of the Shura, Ein Get Acha Get. So Rashi says as follows, Shtei Yevomois La'odom Echot, two Yevomis La'odom Echot are falling to one person, Me'ach Echot, and they're falling from one brother. V'nosan Get Lezu. So now this one brother, so you have the Reuben and Shimon. Reuben had two wives, and Reuben died, and now they're falling to Shimon. V'nosan get lezu. Now Reuben gave a get to one wife. V'get lezu, and he gave a get to the second wife. So Rabbi Gamliel holds, Einoi also b'kreiva shniya. The halacha is, if you give a get to Yevama, we consider like she was your wife and you gave her a get. So you also a sister. It's like a chais grushosa. You also know the kreivis. So Gamliel says, Einai also b'kreiva shniya. There's no iser in the kreivis of the second wife. And Rashi explains beautifully why not. Di kama ahani. If the first get accomplished something, her pok is zika de tavayu. So the get made that the zikas yibum of both wives fell off to a certain extent. So vahave kemigarish nochis. So just like he's giving, when he gives a get to the second wife, there's no zika anymore. Midarabonon, there's no zika anymore on the second wife. She's tamza giving a strange woman a get. So that doesn't make mean anything. Now, and if we'll say that the first get did not accomplish that she still needs chalitza, it didn't accomplish anything to push her away completely. Is baschonami lo yahani? That means the koyach of pushing of geirishin. There's not more in the second get than the first get. So bekitzer vehilkach lav grushosayi. So the second wife is not grushosayi. Whatever the first get accomplishes, it accomplishes for both. More than the first get can accomplish, the second get can't accomplish. So therefore, he holds ein get acha get. Period. Now let's skip to the next Rashi. Yvoloi maimer acha maimer. The same thing is by Maimachamaim. Bein biyovam echel l'shtei yevomis. That's what we're talking about. That means two women are falling to one yovam. So ein klum. Then Rashi is another case, which let's not get into that. Ein klum livsel sarishayna olav. So the second maimer will not passel the first balas maimer. That means like this. Like this is alocha bayibim bayisachadu bayne 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 shtei batim. So if he made Maimer in Rochel, and now he made Maimer in Leye, so if the Maimer would be Chal, so then he'd be also to be Miyab Rochel, as Bayisecho de Boine Veine Boine Shtei Batim, because the Maimer of Leye will now ask Rochel. But Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein Maimer Acha Maimer. So Ein Klum Leaves also Rishay Nolov. Number one. Number two, ve'ena tzricha imenu get. The second Yevoma does not need a get from him because she's never got married to him. Ve'le'li osa b'kreive sashni. And also he won't become osa in the relatives of the shniyah because she's not his wife. That is Shitas Rabban Gamliel. So Rabban Gamliel holds that whatever the get accomplishes in the first wife, it automatically occurs in the second wife. She's a duplicate copy. So Mamele, if he gave a get, so the Zika that was Nifka from the first wife was Nifka ready from the second wife. So Mamele, you can't give a get now to the second wife because it won't accomplish anything. And by Maima, it's also the same thing. Whatever was accomplished through the Maima was accomplished already. You can't make a Maima on the second wife. And let's just skip over to the Rashi with the lines that going getting wide. Yesh get acheget. The Chachamim hold yesh get acheget. The kamo loydoche legamri. The first get did not make her. She's oisy vomit. Let us see again. Rashi. Yesh get acheget. The kamo. The first get loydoche legamri. It didn't make her mutal leshuk. It's still a zikah. Hilkach akati ike palge zike. They're still left over zike. Da boi chalitza. She still needs chalitza, so there's still zike left over. Hilkach ahani basra. Still zike, so there's this place to give a get to the second wife. Both of them are still skukais. Avigrushosai va'osa b'krei v'isel. That is pshat in the Mishneh and in the Machlekes am Gamliel and the Chachomim. Am Gamliel holds ein get achaget, ein maimer achamaim, the Chachomim hold yesh get achaget, yesh maimer achamaim. That is on Daf Nun. Now let us turn to Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. We'll just learn one more thing, and then we'll be able, hopefully, to understand the sugya we are learning a little better. Ella Omar Abaye is that around 12 lines from the top of the Yomid. It is the second word in the beginning of the 12th Shura. Ella Omar Abaye. Now we it is not important for us to know what Abaye is speaking about the previous sugya. We'll just figure out what Abaye is saying over here. Ella Omar Abaye. Lo oilam shita leila Rabban Gamliel beget de dochi umayma de koni. Rabban Gamliel holds a get is doiche. A get is a miniature form of chalitza. It pushes away to an extent. Umayma de koni. And he also holds Maimel as a miniature Yibum. It's Koine. Miu. Ho'omar. Because we just have to say one thing. The Gemara says before that Rab Gamliel holds Yeshket Acha Maimel or Maimel Acha Aget. That means if there were two wives and he gave one a get, he can give the second one Maimel. And if he gave the first one Maimel, he gives the second one a get. So Abai is going to explain why Rabban Gamliel holds that ain't get acha get, ain't maimer acha maimer, but he does hold yesh get acha maimer, yesh maimer acha get. So Abai says as follows. Loilam shitale Rabban Gamliel beget de dochi umaimer de koni. Get pushes away and maimer is koine. Miu omo rabbonon. But the rabbonon said, ho yevome, this yevome, Bechad tzad mahani boget, and half of the yevome, the aget helps. Ubechad tzad mahani bo maimer, and the other half, maimer will help. That means after a get, there's still a zike. After maimer, there's still a zike. That means everything's at the rabbonim. So we have to consider keilu half. Of the Yevome, a get will be Mafkiya the Zike. She still needs Chalitza because there's another half. And the other half of the Yevome, you can make a Kinya Maima. So therefore, get Acha get Loidochi. Now, if he made a get in one Yevome, and then he wants to make a get in another Yevome, that won't help because how much a get can accomplish? As we said, get works bechatza, so it accomplished on both of them. As soon as he gave a get to one, so the hafkos azike was mafkiya from both yibomis. Is get acha get loidochi, the dochi leikama. How much the get accomplished by the first balas get automatically was chal by the second balas get. O maimer acha maimer loikoni. And the same thing, how much kinyan there was in the first maima, so you can't make in a second yevom another maima, because the maima of in the first yevom was, if it's just like it's a bidyan in the first, so it's by sechod ubayinim and ubayinim shnei batim in the second. But get acha maima, or maima racha get, hai milse kodochi, vai milse kokoni. But here you could make one half will be dochi and one half will be koni. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rashi is, it's around two-thirds of the Rashis before Rashi starts spreading out. Now the Dibur Masel is get ache get, no, get ache get le dochi, the dochi le kame. Oh no, let's go to the previous Rashi, Elo. Elo pshita le de get dochi ktsas. Rabbi Gamliel holds a get pushes away a little. Umaymer koniktas. Umaymer is kind a little. Tilkach biye shalachem en etchila. That's not the geyos. Umiyu. My time yesh maymer acha get veget acha maymer. Vein maymer acha maymer vle get acha get. So Rashi explains the Omer Rabbonon bechad tzad mahani bo get litchos chetzio. On one side, the get helps to push away half of the yevomim. Bechad tzad mahani bo maim litchos chetzio. On the other side, you can be kind of half of a yevomim with maim. That means the Rabbona, we have to realize after the Rabbona didn't say to me the Rabbona, she's completely mufke mizike. Me the Rabbona, she's completely ayivome. No. Chatzat, chetzio, Rashi says. We say that the get accomplishes that half of this yivome is mufke the zika with the get. Or half of this yivome is niknis with the maima. So Rashi says follows, get ache get loidochi. So if he gave to one yevoma get, then he wants to give to a second yevoma get, that second get won't accomplish anything. Todochi leikama, because the first get, how much the first get is mesalik the zika, so it was mesalik the zika ready for all the tzoris. Todochi leikama kol koyech get. Whatever a get can accomplish, it accomplished already. Hilkach. Laf klumu. So the second get is nothing. Umuta b'kroi v'yisel. V'chein maima racha maima. Dakone kame kol koyach maima. That means the first maima already accomplished everything, whatever maima can accomplish. So in the second yevoma, you can't make maima. But if he made get in the first and maima in the second, or vice versa, Ha milse get acha maima. If he first made maima and now he wants to give a get in the second yevomim, my the shayer maima minta maise. That what the maima left over from the first maima, that means he made a maima in rochel, is dochi get. But that means the first maima did not work on that channel, did not work on that hair. Is dochi get v'bisraise. So whatever was untouched by the maimer in the first yevome can be nifka from the get in the second yevome. Maimer acha get is also the same thing. May the shayer get the kama min azike. Whatever the get left over from the zika of the first yevome, the loidachye, it didn't push it away. It only pushes away your hair. Koni maimer de basro. So then the maimer of the second yevomim could be kaine. He says, so that is what Rabbi Gamliel holds. There's a certain chelik, there's a certain kamus that the get can accomplish in, that the maimer can accomplish in. And therefore, whatever it accomplishes for all the tzoris. So therefore, in get acha get, in maima acha maima. But in the chelik that it can accomplish, so then maima can, in that chelik was untouched. So in that chelik, maima can accomplish something. So therefore, yesh maima acha get, Yesh get achamayim. And just let's go a little further. The Rabbonon. What did the Rabbonon hold? Kol chad v'chad kinu le Rabbonon get umayim. And the Rabbonon hold that in each Yevame you can give a get. To each Yevame, with each Yevame you can make maima. Rabbonon the pligile the Rabbon Gamliel. The Omri yesh get acha get. Omri loch. So Chamum will tell you as follows. Kol chad v'chad min ha-yevomim. Each Yevom, which is, we're not speaking about this case, Tiknulei Rabbon and Get and Maimah. Each Yevom can give to one Yevom a Get and Maimah. B'chole Yevomis. And this can be done in all the Yevomis. Hilkach. That was the takone. That each Yevome can get a Get. Each Yevome can get Maimah. Hilkach. Lekele Maimah. Kamo. Doche. Kol Koyach a Get. That the first get, that was doicha, whatever a get can do. The kame kol koyach get the day. The koyach get that he has, the islay ba'ach yevome, whatever koyach he has in this yevome, who the doche? He gives her a get. So how much zikia this get is mafkia? That's how much is mafkia. Avul koyach get the achua b'ach yevama, but his brother is a koyach getting this yevama, or the koyach gito di day b'tzorosa, or the koyach he has to give a get to the tzore loydoche. That means in each yevama there's a koyach get. Each yevama is a koyach get. V'chein lin yemaima. So that is the machlokes. Rab Gamliel in the Chachamim, Rab Gamliel holds Yeshket, Ein Get Achaget, Ein Maimer Achamaimer. And the Rabbonon hold Yeshket Achar, Yeshket Achaget, Yesh Maimer Achamaimer. Okay, now we can perhaps start learning Hagemore Vav Chov Zayin. And let us learn the Gemore. The way Tosfos, there's two or three ways how to learn Pshat in the Gemara. The easiest way, I think, is the way Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara, just to get into the Gemara, to understand a little bit of the Gemara. Iboyilohu, the Gemara cleared a shaila. Balas haget ubalas maima. There was a person, Reuven died, he left over two wives, and another brother. So now, this second brother gave to one wife a get, to one wife he made maima, finished. So that took care of the Rabbon and the Kinyonim. He gave one wife a get, to one wife he made maima. Now, let's be practical. Minatayre, you have to give chalitza. You can't live with this. So now he wants to give chalitza. Eze mehem kaidemes. Now, which one do you give chalitza to? Now we have guidelines. If you have two tzores, and one you can give a better chalitza than the other one, so you give the chalitza to this one, nepatas the other one. If the chalitza you are giving is a chalitza gerua, so then you don't give her the chalitza gerua, because that won't pata the other tzore. So we have now here two women, balas agetu balas amayma, eze mehen koidemis. So which one should we give chalitza to? Should we give chalitza to the balas haget? Should we give chalitza to the balas maimah? Period. So now the Gemara starts explaining what is the shaila. What are we clearing? So the Gemara says, balas haget adife mishum da'aschel bo b'chalitza oy begeirishin. This is a girsi, b'chalitza bo b'chalitza b'chalitza bo begeirishin. Now, let us see the top Tosfos. That's all we have to know now to understand the Shaila. Balas haget adife, perish shenase bo maise odif tvei mechavoto. So what does Taisvis mean? Taisvis means as follows. Taisvis means, which of these two women was the most zika taken off from? And if we'll figure out which of these two women most of the zika was taken off from, so then we'll know, we'll give the chalitza to the other one. So which one is more ois zikuke? So let's look at the words. Balas haget adife. Mishim da'aschul bo begeirish naschul bo. That means he took off already some zikah from her. So before the chalitza already, she's 1 foot out of the door. He started already with chalitza. So memele, she's 1 foot out of the door. So memele, so now to give her chalitza. So this chalitza is only taking care of 50% of zikah. I mean, the other 50% was taken away already. So memele, so therefore, Masha Enkein, the Balas Maima, is not out of the door. She's in fully. He made Maima in her, not fully. He made Maima in her. He's close to making Yibum. So therefore, the Chalitza of the Balas Get will not patter the Balas Maima. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat. That means we're claying a Shailim. Who do you give first? So the Gemara says, since the Balas Haget is Adifa because most of the Zika fell off, so you won't give her Chalitza. So you won't give her Chalitza. You'll give better Chalitza to the Balas Maima. Oidilme Balas Maima Adifa Mishum de Kreuve Lebiya, the other way around. The Zika is almost completed already. The Zika was almost nifka. He's up to Yibum already. So she's not a skook anymore. So Memele, if she's not a skook anymore, so don't give Chalitza to her. Give Chalitza to the Balas Get. Omar Ravashi. So that was the Shaila of the Gemara. So the Gemara and the Shaila, we have to find out which of these two women had more zika taken off, which one is the least zikuke, and therefore we'll make sure to give chalitza to the one that is more zakuk. Amar Ravash, Toshma, Umayde Rabban Gamliel, sheyesh get acha maima, umayma racha get. Rav Gamliel holds, That's we just learned now in Perikam Gamliel. The sheyesh get achamayim, maimar achaget. Is e get odif? Now let's understand Rabban Gamliel. If get is misalik, we're playing a shayla, which one has the least zike? Which one has the least zike? The balas haget? Or the balas maim? So the Gemara says, e get odif. If get lemaise takes off more zike than maima, lelahani maima rabasrei, so then he shouldn't be able to make maima. That means that the svara is that if most of the zike was taken off with the get, so there's not too much left to make maima ram. So lelahani maima rabasrei. So most of the zika was taken off from the second yevamim. So maimer shouldn't help anymore. The maimer odiv, and if maimer is odiv, that means if maimer takes off most of the zika, the lahani get a basre. Elalav shmaminoki adodininu. So we see in taking off zika, both are equal. That means that there's X amount of zike, maima takes, is Maima takes off a certain amount of Zika, and the same certain amount of Zika get takes off. They take it off in different Eifanim. The get is a chalitza, the maima is a yibum, but they're all doing the same thing. They're all ending up with the same process. So memele, so therefore they're both equal. So there's not one that has a lesser Zika than the other. So therefore, whichever one he wants to give chalitza, he gives chalitza. That is the easiest pshat in the Gemara, according to the first line in Tosfos. Now, let us not learn the first Rashi, let us learn the second Rashi, because Rashi had a different mahalach in the Shaila, but let us just learn Umaydaram Gamliel. Umaydaram Gamliel, the Omar Lekamim Beperike, Ein Get Acha Get, Maydahu, Sheyesh Get Acha Maimah. Kigoy. Now Rashi explains what does this mean. Kigoy, Beis Yevomais Me'ach Echot, you have two Yevomis from one brother. Vosa maime bezu, vacha kach nosan get lezu. Mahani get, so the get helps, livsel arishoin na'olot. So the get will help, but now he can't be miyabim the balas maime, mishum lo yivne. Since he gave chalitza, so he can't be boine. So that the get helps, that now he can't be miyabim the balas maime. Number two, he's also in the relatives of the Balas Get, like he's also in the relatives of the Balas Maima. Now Rashi explains what the Chiddush is. He was already Miyabim. He was Miyabim the first Isha, so the second one has nothing to do anymore. She was pushed away. He made Yibim in the first. So a get doesn't help. We don't say that. We say, yesh get achamayma. There's still place for, to make a get, even though he made mayma. Umayma achaget. Im nosan get olorishoin. If he gave a get to the first one. Vachar kach osa mayma betzarosa. Lo imrina, we don't say get kame bemokim chalitza. Koi, the first get is like he gave chalitza ready. You can't make maimer is a yibum dikedin. You can't make yibum after you made chalitza. Loikoni maimer yibum in betzore. Elavadai mehani. Otzriche get lemamorai. Also gam bekrei beiseo. So the maimer helps. Now